So the more that you listen to my homilies and kind of get to know me, you'll find out that I have really a knack of being able to waste time. You know, I almost do it professionally. It's amazing. And you already know about my binge watching on Netflix. But another thing too is I love watching YouTube videos. And, you know, somebody has to watch all those cat videos, you know, it's, but one of the more popular YouTube video compilations that I recently watched were a series of clips of dads saving the day. So I don't know if any of you know about that, but it's a collection of incredible fathers, right, who save their children at the last minute. So everything seems to be going well, then suddenly there was like an utter chaos like happening. A kid is about to fall off a couch before his dad catches a parked car, before being snatched up by the dad, or a kid, a baby's on a swing and just falls off the swing and the dad seamlessly catches his child. Talk about vigilance and alertness of these dads. These dads come in and save the day. They were calm, they were vigilant and watchful. In fact, a couple of years ago, there was a father who performed a superhuman deed of lifting up a car in order to free his boy after his leg had been partially rolled over. And later, when he was interviewed, he simply said, "I didn't think. I just knew I had to do something. My son was in danger and his life was threatened, and I could only see him and hear his screams in my mind." When informed that the car weighed an incredible amount, he simply said, "Adrenaline and my love for him was flowing through me. I knew I had to do something." If you watch these videos, you would know that these fathers accomplished incredible feats and were extremely vigilant in watching over those in their care. But what was it that motivated them? What moved them to act just at the right time in the midst of disastrous circumstances? Today's readings give us a clue. Jesus says in the gospel, "Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulation." Before saying such words, Jesus describes the signs of the end times. He talks about the moon, the stars, the nations of the earth will be in dismay. And he says the heavens will be shaken and everything materially will be destroyed. And he says it's during these times to be vigilant, he says, to be strong. Now, the dads in the YouTube clips and the father who rescued his son by lifting a car were vigilant and strong in the moment when chaos erupted because of one reason. It was love. They loved their children, and it was the strength of their relationship that caused them to endure, to stay watchful, and to be strong when the time came. And the same thing goes with our relationship with Jesus. We won't be able to endure the end times or the chaos that erupts in our lives unless our heart is rooted in the love of the only one who is capable of saving us. St. Paul says in the second reading, "May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts to be blameless in holiness before our God." And while fear may creep in when we're thinking about the end times or even about our own end times, which, you know, for most of us in this room might come within 100 years from now, saving others has to be the way we face the end times that are coming. So Jesus says, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life and the day catch you like a trap." And I believe, as a priest and as preachers, we can stand up on this pulpit, right, and say all day how falling into serious sins such as killing, missing mass deliberately, having lustful relationships, getting drunk, using drugs, abusing and using others, pornography, cheating on your wife, and so forth are all actions that could permanently remove us from the presence of God into eternity, and this would be true. But the fear of hell only works for a little while. And if that was the only primary motivating factor in why we live our faith, then it won't matter if we will fall into drowsiness. but it will only be a matter of when. Because fear can never have a lasting effect to make us live the life that we're truly meant to live. It always has to be love. That it's the love of this person, the love that the fact that I don't want to do anything that would hurt this relationship. That would be the motivating factor of why I want to live my life this way. Not because of the possibility of, you know what, hell, that only works for a little while, but then it's gone. Love will give us the strength to prepare well, not just for Jesus' coming at Christmas, but when he will come at the end of our lives as a just judge. And so we may say, Father, it's so hard. It's really, I try to avoid sin, but I just keep falling into it to the point where I just give up, so what's the point of trying? But remember, sin seems as big and as heavy as a car rolled over the leg of a child. See what the vigilance and love of a father for his son can accomplish. He is able to lift it. And so too can the same vigilance and love for Jesus help us overcome our sins. The love of Jesus and our relationship with him can help us remove the most difficult obstacles. But first, we have to develop this relationship. And so some of the ways we can develop it is by praying the Mass. Oftentimes we talk about going or attending Mass, but do we pray the Mass with so much love that Jesus becomes the center of our lives? Preparing our hearts for Christmas should begin with a renewed devotion to Christ in the Mass. Christ Mass. Repentance and conversion. No relationship can grow without us saying sorry. So make this time of Advent to make a good, holy, and complete confession in the sacrament of reconciliation. Don't be afraid of sins a couple of days after people confess them. It's true. I may have the onset of Alzheimer's a little bit, but truly, I ask God for the grace for me to not remember any sins that are confessed in the confessional to remember that person. The origin of Christmas cards began first by sharing of God's word. So reflect, pray, and share how God speaks to us in scriptures. And also, many Catholics think that penance and acts of sacrifice are just for the Lenten season, but practicing certain disciplines and sacrifices during Advent is another good way to prepare for Christ's coming. And in a world where now they're showing many people are developing addictions to electronic devices, perhaps we should leave smartphones and switch off TVs during family dinners. Lastly, we should practice good deeds, especially almsgiving, because in serving the poor and needy, we serve Jesus Christ himself. So as we prepare this Advent for Jesus' coming at Christmas, may we also prepare our souls for Jesus' final coming at the end of our lives. May we be found vigilant, ready, watchful, not full of fear, but filled with great love, a love which motivates all our actions and words so as to one day be with Jesus forever.